There was a bright flash from the point of impact. A zat noise that rose even over the roar of the blasters. And abruptly, that droid was falling in two pieces. It was not out of the action, just inconvenienced. All its primary weapon systems were still functional. As it fell, Jaina twirled her lightsaber and thrust with it. The point of the glowing blade entered the spinal shaft where it had been severed. The blade slammed up the length of the shaft, straightening the droid's recurved spine, and plunged up through the neck into the droid's skull, entering from an unarmored direction. Jaina's attack reamed out its crucial cognitive processing circuitry before the droid finished crashing to the ground, which left Jaina with her blade jammed into a laminanium corpse while she stood 2 meters from the droid's equally dangerous partner. The second droid did not look at her. It kept up its withering fire against her father and Jag. But its torso swiveled toward Jaina, and a hatch opened. Jaina could see 2 parallel series of micro-rocket warheads displayed there. She switched off her lightsaber and hoped she could dodge the first rocket to give her time to reactivate her weapon. Then, the surviving YVH droid flew backward, away from her. In her peripheral vision, Jaina could see her mother gesturing a shove, a focus for the force technique she just employed, a telekinetic push. As the droid flew toward the hole by which it had entered the room, blaster fire from her father, Jag, and the security agents converged on the open hatch. The droid hurtled back into its original chamber and exploded, torn apart by the simultaneous detonation of its entire load of micro-rockets. Leia and Jaina threw arms across their eyes, turned away from the explosion. Han and Jag dropped below the lip of what remained of the table. And then there was silence. Comparative silence. As Jaina's hearing began to return, she could hear alarms, cries of dismay from out in the hallway, a colorful and multilingual series of curses from her father. Leia deactivated the lightsaber and rushed over to Alana, who lay wide-eyed but unhurt where Jaina had left her. Jag rose, his blaster covering the holes through which the intruder and droids had entered. Suddenly, he was surrounded in 3-point formation by his surviving security agents. More security agents burst through the door. In that first instant, they and Han nearly traded fire before they recognized each other as friendlies. C-3PO was waddling back and forth, hands up in the air. R2-D2, carbon scoring from a blaster bolt now marking his cylindrical body, stayed where he was, dome head turning, assessing data. Jaina saw her father go to her mother's side, then lean close to whisper into her ear. Thinking it might be important to know what they were saying, she used the Force to augment her hearing.
"Now we know why Dala was stalling,"
Han said. He reached down and scooped Alana in his arms.
"And it really burns my jets."